this can immediately have raised a lot of questions to your mind, like, is it addictive? Can I drive a car? How long does it stay in my blood? Can I function normal? Will I be tripping? I will cover all these questions. It makes new connections in your brain. And this new pathway in your brain, it creates a new belief. And this new belief system creates new behavior. And that is why when you stop your microdosing, you can still have this new belief and new behavior. So this is the work. Here you can work with yourself, with your spirit. You can have an intimate time with yourself. You can discover things in this period of time because you are more open, you're more sensitive. You awaken a sense that you not always use. That's the feelings. And yeah, I always say when you do plant medicine, it activates a sense that you normally not have. It's like we are more than the five senses. That's a beautiful thing for microdosing. It's part of nature. It has so much wisdom and it helps you to flow.
Welcome to the House of Oneness podcast, where we dig deep into the world of plant medicine to help you in your spiritual and personal growth. Our host of this podcast has traveled the world to learn from different shamans, maestros, and other spiritual leaders. She has many years of experience with plant medicine ceremonies. Here is your host, Maria Joanna.
Welcome to this podcast. I'm so happy to be podcasting again here in Bali. And in this podcast, I'm going to teach you more about microdosing Choco Bliss. I'm so happy to also talk about this subject because microdosing is popular. Choco Bliss ceremonies are popular. But the combination is going to be the best, I guess. We are having this medicine Choco Bliss for so long and people already started to do microdosing, like bite this big chocolate in 1/4 or a little less. And we also wrote about this in the ebook from the start. But somehow it took a while before we were developing the real small microdosing chocolates. And in this podcast, I'm going to teach you everything about microdosing. So I'm going to start also with the principle, why you would do it, what are the benefits, what feedback do we get. And maybe in the end, I can do some comparison between the different medicines. But it's going to be mainly focused on microdosing Choco Bliss. Starting with what is microdosing? You probably already know, but microdosing means that you take a small dosis, a micro dosis of a plant medicine, in a period of time in order to have a gradual healing. So it's not a healing overnight. It's not in 1 week. It's for example, you commit yourself for 1 month, maybe two, up to three. And people mostly stop after this period to take a break and then they go on. This can immediately have raised a lot of questions to your mind, like, is it addictive? Can I drive a car? How long does it stay in my blood? Can I function normal? Will I be tripping? I will cover all these questions. And what I love about microdosing is that to me it brings a lot of balance. And you hear a lot of people who do microdosing because they want to be more productive, more creative, be in flow. You will experience these benefits, but it's not always immediately. So I always say there's kind of two groups who are doing microdosing. One group is who want to have the emotional healing, like they feel depressed, they feel down, they have negative thoughts. Or they want to have a gradual healing instead of a deep healing in a deep ceremony. So with plant medicine, yes, you can go deep inside that you make a ceremonial setting. And in microdosing, you can treat the plant as a holy, like with Holy Spirit, and you make a blessing for the medicine, but it's just a little moment and you take it and you function normally. You do it in your daily life. And it is good when you do this microdosing to definitely take the time to feel the medicine, because if you're gonna do if you take it like a vitamin pill, like you put it in your mouth and like you chew a little bit in this case, and then you just go on running through your life, maybe you will not have that much effect, or it has an effect, I will explain you later, but you are not so conscious. And the work with plant medicine is all about consciousness, like growing in consciousness, being conscious on how you want to live, what decisions you're going to make, because it also helps a lot with making decisions, what food you eat, how you treat yourself, how you treat others, what is important for you. It brings up a process of reflection. So that's one group, like the personal development, spiritual growth, and yeah, healing trauma, having more inner peace. But you also have a group of people who are saying like, I'm an entrepreneur, I want to be productive, I want to be focused, I don't want to be distracted by the thoughts, but I want to have a clean, clear mind and write my text, write my book, make this video, work on this marketing campaign or whatever thing, and whatever product you have. It can be a lot of things, but yes, it helps definitely to still your mind, to give peace to your brain, give peace to your system, and then be more productive. Only it's not always at the beginning. So when you decide, okay, I'm curious, I want to do this microdosing, because I hear a lot of people talking about it, Maria Joanna is all the time talking about it, so now let's give this a try. What will you expect then? If you order the microdosing Shoko Bliss, I have two programs. One is the basic program, and there I will help you on what is the right dosage, what rhythm are you going to take, and I will also talk about this here. But then you have this in a video course, very practical. You will have the ebook. It's all very practical. But then I also have an online course where you go deeper, and that's really like, how are you going to live from your heart? How are you going to live a deeper purpose that is more fulfilling? And this is a 31-day program. There we dive deep into your life, where you are, how balanced you are, what you want to work on, and you will discover things from yourself because of this reflection. So I'm going to take you on a journey, and every day that you take the microdoses, I will be there with a question or a reflection or a meditation. Also, I have a meditation, for example, on how to speak with a medicine, how to get the answers from within. And that's the beauty of plant medicine. It lets you connect on a deeper level with yourself and also connect with the spirits. And here you will find your answers. Yeah, it's so cliche. Like in the outer world, you can try to find the answers, but it's really here within. And the only person who knows the answers, it is you. Yeah. It's cliche, but it's so true. And to me, plant medicine is the greatest tool, because what it does, so when you start microdosing, the microdose is opening some portals in your system, and that is connecting you on a deeper level with your heart and with your soul. But it has more benefits. One of the things is when you're in depression, for example, and you don't want to have the and medications from the pharmaceutical world, then you choose the natural way. This can help you, but I will explain you why, I will explain you why. You have a neuromode default network in your brain. This is how they call it, neuro default mode network. You can Google this. And when you use the psychedelics, so for example, the Shoko Bliss, this gives peace to this system, because when you're in depression, your system is overactive. So maybe you recognize this also when you're stressed. You can have this thought and that thought, or when you have just a stressful situation, someone hurt you or something happened in your work, and you're all the time in your head. The whole thing is, the solution most of the times comes by itself, and it doesn't come from your mind. It comes when you're relaxing, when you just take a shower, when you are cycling, when you have a walk. So when your mind is still, then suddenly there's a solution, or just by time. So worries, we all know, it doesn't add value to your problem. It costs a lot of energy, and it's so annoying when you're in your head all the time, when you're in a stressful situation. This gives peace to this network. And then you can be more creative, you're more relaxed, the triggers are less. You're also a better person for the people around you because you will not be angry so fast or triggered or so sensitive. And yes, definitely you can have more emotions because when you're more in touch with your heart, you feel also more. So that's an effect. So if you're an entrepreneur and you say, I want to be focused, I want to be productive, this also brings you more in touch with your feelings and your emotions. So it's something to, yeah, put in your mind, like to be aware of. When you start microdosing, it is also possible that you first go through an emotional process or that you go through a process of being tired. This happens very often, that people want to be like energetic, focused. And then in the beginning, the first week or first 2 weeks even sometimes, but mainly the first week, some people are getting tired and they say, I don't feel any effect of the medicine, I'm only tired. And it's so annoying. Even when you're not aware, some people carry some tiredness in their system. And then with this plant medicine, it comes out. And you're not even aware or conscious of this tiredness in your system. And then I always say, just surrender. Even when you have to be in bed the whole day, do it. And then the question comes, can I function normally? Can I drive a car? Can I go to my work? Yes, actually, normally, yes. But it is possible that you will be tired in the beginning. Then still, you can just go to your work or do your things. Because you can also, what you've done before, ignore this a little bit. And then when you have time in the evening after your work, for example, then you can surrender to being tired. This is not for everyone. I never have this myself, but I hear these stories from other people. It's just something to be aware of. And if you're afraid when you get started with the microdosing, we always recommend to start with a half doses. And now I want to do a little comparison. If you know the microdosing truffles and then you have the microdosing Choco Bliss, the truffles are stronger. To me, they are definitely too much, too strong. I'm tripping off them. I can even have a trippy feeling from the microdosing Choco Bliss, but less, and in a nice way. I love the spirit of Choco Bliss so much because it's warm. To me, it's the spirit that is the most happy. Like for a happy feeling, this is my favorite. And I can also explain. So psychedelics in general, they give you endorphin. So endorphin is a hormone that makes you feel happy. And when you are in depression, you make less endorphin and less, and this is all in a spiral. So it's less endorphin, and the spiral goes down. Then, when you have the microdosing Choco Bliss, you get some endorphin into your body in a very low dosis, and you do this every other day, for example, but I come to the schedule later on. But for example, you do a microdosing Choco Bliss, and the next day you don't, and yes, no, yes, no. You have the schedule. So over time, you have just a little bit of extra endorphin in your system, and then it's less when you have the day of your rest. If you take 2 days of rest, it's out of your system. So you take the microdoses, then you don't take it, it's still in your system, and the day after, it's out of your system. But talking about this happy feeling, so this microdosing Choco Bliss, it contains the spirit of Mother Ayahuasca. This has the quality to let you be present, be more in the here and the now. Then there is the ceremonial cacao. That's very heart opening. And Choco Bliss is a very heart opening medicine. So you also have the herbs to open your heart. And then we have some citrus fruits in it. And the citrus fruit is to activate the medicine faster. It goes faster into your system. That's why we added this to the microdoses, and that's a little bit different than the ceremonial Choco Bliss. So it has a different taste. It is a little bit of citrus because of this citrus fruit, and especially because this is another product. I'm missing one of them. So there is the capi from the ayahuasca. So this carries the spirit of Mother Ayahuasca. Ceremonial cacao Here's also in Bali, there's a lot of cacao, and they also call this the gift of God. Then, I missed the psilocybin. The psilocybin is a psychoactive substance. That's why you can have this trippy feeling. And we recommend you to start with a half doses. But I also want to make a note. This is a little less strong than the truffle. So if you are used to truffles and you feel like, the dose of the truffles that I'm using, you can also do it somewhere else. But the doses that I use for the microdosing truffles, it is stronger. So if that is the right dosage, you can almost take 2 microdosing Choco Bliss or 1.5. 1.5 is like the same. Then when you get started, first you decide to commit what period you want to start. So is it 1 month? Is it 2 months? Is it 3 months? And you commit yourself to this. So let's start, for example, with 1 month. And then after 1 month, you will see if you go on or if you stop, you will feel this. If you start migraines for 1 month, then you choose a rhythm. And the rhythm is, for example, I already said it, the 2 schedules that I promote for this medicine is take it every other day or take it 1 day and then 2 days of rest. It's up to you. There's no right or wrong. You can also say, yeah, I want to have this 5 days a week because then I'm working and then in the weekend I take 2 days off. And again, if you take 2 days off on the second day of rest, the medicine is out of your system. And if you are in a situation where you're feeling very depressed, if you have negative thoughts, it's good to have like maybe a longer period of time of microdosing. And some people are afraid, is this addictive? What if I stop? It's not addictive. It's a psychedelic medicine. It has a spirit, it has a consciousness, and it's definitely not addictive. And you will experience this. But if you're like, okay, I'm not in a happy place, I want to do microdosing for a long time, maybe you can start with every other day, so you have more intensity of this medicine. Maybe you can do this 2 months, and then later on, you do the microdosing, you take it 1 day, and then 2 days off. And that's the 3rd month, for example. And then you can go on for a very long period of time. Because what I understand from people who are taking, for example, antidepressants, or if they think about it, or if they are in such a negative place in the depression, then they are afraid to be without the medications. Here, this plant is a teacher. It has a spirit, so it will not let you be afraid. It will heal your fear. Instead of covering up the emotions or put just a blanket over the problem, no, it will come from the essence. I love the metaphor from my friend Carla. She always says, like, the plant medicine, see it as a fire. You have a problem, this is the fire. Here's the fire. It's burning. It's really hot. Then you can have a fireman blushing with the water, and it's from outside. And the fire seems to be gone, but inside it's still really hot. It's not definitely gone from the essence. When you have the plant medicines, you have the fire, it's burning. And the plant medicine comes from the essence. And maybe you're going to be a little bit shaky, you're going to be more emotional, and you cry the tears, so the water comes from within. And then it can fade away. The depression can fade away, the emotions can fade away. You're going to not escape from the emotions, but you say hello. And you think you're afraid of your emotions or whatever, but if you just welcome it and you go through it, you will teach and you will learn, you will experience that, wow, actually, it's such a relief to let these emotions come, to go through it. And the medicine is your friend. The spirit is your friend. And also when you do, for example, the 31-day online microdosing challenge that you can do anytime, I will teach you to connect with the spirits, to build a relationship with the spirits. And yeah, that's what helped me so much. You have kind of an inner conversation. And I love this effect from microdosing plant medicines, microdosing Choco Bliss, that you can take a moment, and I recommend you, when you start this microdosing process, to have each day a moment where you check in with the medicine and you check in with yourself. So if you start, so you have done, you decided what period, for example, you start with 1 month and then you see if you take it on a longer period, then you have your rhythm, for example, every other day, then is the time that you say, okay, I'm going to take the microdoses. And I love working with intentions. So we live in a field of consciousness and everything is information. It's maybe computer codes like in the Matrix as you see it, but all these codes, they carry information. And because we live in this reality, this frequency, we experience this as real. This is our reality. We have to live here. Here is what we, where our soul journey as a human being is. So it's amazing to go deep in the other realms and to discover a lot about cosmic knowledge. But here is the game. Here is our reality. Here we have to make ourselves happy, because another cliche, nobody can do it for you. You can only make yourself happy. So this is the work. Here you can work with yourself, with your spirit. You can have an intimate time with yourself. You can discover things in this period of time because you are more open. You're more sensitive. You awaken a sense that you not always use. That's the feelings. And yeah, I always say when you do plant medicine, it activates a sense that you normally not have. It's like, we are more than the five senses, and here you will experience it, but it's also up to you. How do you treat the medicine? How do you treat yourself during this time? And it starts with setting the intention. So when you have this microdosing Shoko Bliss, you can give this a blessing. It's so hot here. I'm like, if I would have this in my hands too hot, too long, the Shoko Bliss will melt in my hand palm. But it's good to be aware, like, okay, this plant has a spirit, and this spirit has so much wisdom because it's connected to the earth for thousands and thousands of years. And here, this is your friend, your help, and you give the respect to this medicine. It's like you put it into your hands, you close your eyes, you breathe deeply, maybe 3 times. Out is letting go, in is the inhale of love, peace. And then when you go, breathe out, it's like letting go. And then you still your mind, and maybe your intention comes just, hey, I want relaxation. And then you just focus on, I want to have a peaceful day in connection with my heart, for example. It can be anything. And then you take it and you're just conscious. You're conscious during the chewing, when you swallow it, like it becomes one with you. And I want to make a note. So if you start, we recommend to start with a half dose, but probably you won't feel a trippy feeling. You won't feel kind of anything. So maybe the first day you say, okay, Maria Joanna, I follow your recommendation. I take a half, but I felt nothing. So the next day you're like, I want to feel something. Have patience. You know, you build this relationship with the plants. Have patience. We just advise you this because so many people are afraid of this trippy feeling, and can I function normally? That's why we recommend this. But the doses, I think the full dose is really the perfect doses. And I love a little bit of a trippy feeling. And I would say if you have this little bit of trippy feeling, it's such a nice feeling. It's like, oh, I always smile with it. Like, oh yeah, heart opening. So from all the different plant medicines, the truffles is more masculine, getting things done. To me, it's like, that's my medicine. If I want to write a long text, for example, that's for me the entrepreneurial microdosing thing. But this is also amazing for creativity and the peace. And we were just having a conversation here, so with Urti, and he says, you know, it's so good to be in flow because there the creativity comes. Like if you have stress, and I shared, I used to work also in online marketing, and then we had a lot of deadlines and dead lines. So it's killing the creativity. And creativity has a flow. This is amazing medicine for flow. No stress, just like, okay, more feminine. Yeah, it's more feminine medicine. So it's about the feelings, it's about flow, it's about not having stress, and let ideas flow and come naturally to you. That's why I feel so connected to this medicine. I think I live more from my feminine energy than my masculine energy. That's actually, you would say, oh, maybe it's better to then do the truffles because it's more masculine. Yes, I get a lot of benefits from this, but yeah, you can see it in my face. This is my favorite. And the other thing, so we have soul present, that is very popular. And that's really good when you want to heal trauma, when you want to have a good sleep at night, when you want to have like peace with your childhood and all the things. It's the most emotional one, healing one, I would say. And also that's the feedback that we get. And then with the soul present, we have the drops and the capsules. And the drops are without a psychoactive substance, so there's no way you're going to be tripping from this. And that's like very safe. But I hear a lot of people crying over this medicine because it awakens the unconscious. And you go into a process, but it's very natural. And yeah, it's beautiful medicine. And then you have the capsules. And if you would take like a lot of capsules, you will have this trippy feeling. But it's definitely both developed for microdosing. And now that I'm talking, I already know I will launch more products for microdosing. But they, when I'm speaking right now, they are not there yet. Going back to the microdosing Shoko Bliss. So you get started. And as I said, if you start with a half, you probably feel nothing. And you say, what is this microdosing? Have patience. You have 1 month time. And also if you do the process of the 31-day microdosing online challenge, oh, I give you so much input also to discover things about yourself, about your mindset, about how to discover a deeper purpose. And I give you a structure where you can be truthful to yourself on living your mission that is connected to your passion, your talent, your what you want to create, how you want to feel. And I also help you to get focused on your real dreams and that you're not distracted. So it's definitely in alignment with the medicine. And of course, it's all about living from your heart. And I think when you're in this process of microdosing, you're definitely a person that that is conscious and your consciousness is growing. In the bigger picture, we are in a spiritual awakening. That's why we see so much darkness on the surface. We see so much darkness in the world because this is an invitation to get to know yourself, to remember who you are and to say, hey, but I'm not that, but who am I? We need the darkness in order to see our lights, and we need to feel hopeless in a way in order to remember our power. We are so powerful. And to me, yeah, the plant medicine is the thing that helped me because this awakened me for my potential. This awakened me for remembering who I am. But that was a deep inner journey. And I understand very well that people are not all ready to do this inner journey. Maybe you do the microdosing because you say, I want to get to know plant medicine and if I can get benefits out of this, and I'm not ready for this deep inner journeys because I hear crazy stories about that. It's all a journey of answering to your own feelings in your time, on your moment. And if you feel I'm ready, you will feel it. And then don't let the fear hold you back or the story from someone else. Go on your own inner guidance and then you will know when the moment is there. Microdosing is also an amazing tool when you are the opposite. So you first had this inner journey and you think, wow, oh my God, all these insights, but how am I going to implement this? How do I stay connected? Because when I go to my job, when I do my project, when I'm working, I lose the connection. Here we also come back to what I said before. Stress kills creativity and disconnects you from your heart many times because you go here. What you want to have is a situation where you live from your heart, also in your work. So I come back to the program again. So this program is also based on how you're going to live your soul purpose, the 31-day online microdosing challenge. It's based on the principle on living a deeper purpose, because that is also the time that we are in. We are searching for a deeper purpose. And maybe you already feel like, I do something that I love. I've also been in this situation. I published my book. I loved what I was doing. And still I felt something is missing. And there needs to be something deeper. There needs to be more in me. There's a bigger potential. And we do have a bigger potential. And that's life, you know. It's always in movement. It's not like, okay, now I found it, I'm done. Yeah, you're done maybe for a while. It's always a new challenge, always a new invitation. And you always want to grow, because if it doesn't grow in nature, if something doesn't grow in nature, it will die. And the same for your energy, same for you. And you probably heard this also before. It's definitely true. When something is not growing, if your energy is dying from something, or it's stuck, it's a sign like, hey, I need to search for more. And to search, it's the journey within. And then microdosing connects you on a deeper level with yourself. And then, yeah, the process will flow naturally. That's a beautiful thing from microdosing. It's part of nature. It has so much wisdom and it helps you to flow. And that's a good thing to realize, so you can think in planning and structure. But flow, this is what makes you feel so good, because it's naturally. Also think about a love life, for example. You cannot force this. I always love this example. You cannot force anything. It's there or it's not there. And of course you can have conversations, you can work on things, but there has to be a natural flow that is right, a natural feeling like, this is right, I can be myself. And here you become more of who you are. And what can you expect? Because I only spoke about when you get started. Then during the process, what can happen? So yes, it is possible that you get tired during the process. It is a healing. You carry this tiredness with you for a while, but you're not aware of it. And now the plant says, hey, take some rest. Hey, take good care of yourself. Go for this walk in nature. Leave your phone behind. Just leave your phone home. This is what I hear many times, because to me, the medicine speaks to me. This is something what I said. I have an exercise in my program of this online microdosing challenge where I teach you how to listen. I have different techniques on how to listen, how to ask questions, how to have a conversation with the plant medicine that you're microdosing. But probably you're going to do the microdosing Choco Bliss. What I love also, when you compare the microdosing Choco Bliss to others, is, so we started out, House of Oneness started out with microdosing truffles. And yes, it's successful. And we saw, wow, this is so popular, the microdosing. Like, wow, we were impressed. And then we got this feedback like, oh, Maria, after a while, I don't like the taste anymore. And we already said from the start, take it together with chocolate. So it's like almost a Choco Bliss, but different. There's not the ayahuasca spirit in that. So take it with also normal chocolate, we said. Or take it with dates, or take it with something like sweet. And from this, we developed the Soul Present. And Soul Present is actually made from San Pedro, which is very hard to get in this time. So it took a while before we were launching this. We had to test this medicine, and then we finally said, this is the right one. Soul Present is from San Pedro, the cactus, and it's very beautiful also to balance both masculine and feminine. That's the quality that the San Pedro has. Even when it's a masculine spirit, it is balancing the masculine and feminine spirit out. Then we made this also in drops, so you don't have to chew with this bad taste. And we have the capsules, so it's just easy. You swallow it, there's no problem with taste at all. And we made it also because you're not going to trip so much of it. Then this is a little bit the middle, the Choco Bliss, because it has a nice taste, I would say. And it's a little less strong than the truffles, but still you can have this trippy feeling. But not in a way that you say, oh my God, I cannot function anymore. Oh, I have to lay on the couch and I cannot function anymore. No. Still, if you're afraid, definitely start with half doses. And then you will get, you will start the relationship with the spirit. It's starting to be in your system. Then probably the second time you take the microdose, you're going to take the full chocolate. And it's very small. It's like this, I guess. You do a little ritual and you take it, you chew it, it's nice. And during this period, first maybe you will have some healing work to do, and then you come to this space like, oh, I feel acceptance, I feel peace, I am at ease. And the reason why this is also later on, it is because this process, it's in your brain also. It makes new connections in your brain. And see it like this, I say this also in other videos, you have a wild nature. And there is pathways, but there's also wilderness, like it's wild, there's no pathway. And all these connections in your brain from one point to another, that's a belief, that's a behavior. So every belief is activating a behavior, and that's all the connections in the brain. And now this psychedelic medicine makes new connections. So it's a new path. But first it's like an elephant walking over the path. It's not very strong. But because you do this over a period of time, it's like stronger path and more traffic and more traffic. And then a new pathway. And this new pathway in your brain, it creates a new belief. And this new belief system creates new behavior. And that is why when you stop your microdosing, you can still have this new belief and new behavior. Because the new connection is strong. And that's why I also said, if you have a real problem with you're so down, you're negative about life, do this for 3 months. And first month you take it every other day, and then maybe you're gonna change your schedule. But don't give up too fast. Give this a chance. And even when you don't feel anything, you can play with the doses. You can do a little bit more. But my experience is some days I feel it quite strong and other days I don't feel anything. But still this process, because of this psychedelics and because of this molecules that comes into your system, it's working. And it also gives a piece to this neuro default mode network. It gives more peace. It's not so active. And when there's more peace in your brain, the creativity will come. So if you decide to start microdosing Choco Bliss, don't give up. Take this commitment. And if you feel like I can use a little bit of help, take a look at this 31-day online microdosing challenge, because there I guide you on every day that you take the microdoses. I give you videos, I give you online coaching. And if you feel like I want to do the schedule on, I don't take it every other day, but I want to do, I take microdosing and then 2 days off, then you can use this process of this microdosing challenge for 1.5 months instead of 1 month. So feel free to take a look. If you have any questions about microdosing, feel free also to ask, and maybe there's even another podcast or another blog post. Also, please check out on my website, houseofwonders.com and then /blog. Look into the blog post, because there I also share a lot of knowledge about microdosing, about Choco Bliss, about other plant medicines. And I want to add one more thing. So for the people who feel down, I have a recommendation. So as I told you in this podcast, microdosing Choco Bliss, it helps to create more endorphin, and then you are more happy. If you are in this negative spiral, if you're cells are like copying all the time, then the endorphin doesn't come with it anymore, or less. Now you got an endorphin shot. And then if you combine this with a soul present drops, that's an amazing combination, because what it does, the microdosing gives the endorphin, and the soul present is the beautiful medicine. And by the way, you can do or the drops or the capsules, both of them, they have the quality to be the teacher for the body to naturally create this endorphin. So the microdosing Choco Bliss, it gives the endorphin, and the soul present, what is the San Pedro, it is teaching the body to naturally produce the endorphin again. So that's the teacher, they work together. And that's an amazing tip. If you decide to do that, I would say take Choco Bliss, take the soul present, and then take one day off or two, and then you will feel the effect after a while. Yes, I feel very happy to share this information, and thank you for your attention. Thank you for taking the time to teach you more about this natural medicine and microdosing. I hope to see you in the next podcast, and until then, stay true to yourself. If you choose soul present drops, just notice you will not have this trippy feeling, and I will explain you why. So we have soul present in drops or in capsules, because there are a lot of people who say, oh, I see this microdosing all the time and I feel a calling, but I'm afraid of this tripping feeling. If you are this kind of person, take the microdosing soul drops, and they also are a great help if you have sleeping problems. And I will tell something about the dosage. We always recommend to start slowly.
Thanks for listening. Check out our website, houseofoneness.com, for more information about plant medicine, microdosing, and ceremonies. Or find Maria Joanna at Instagram. Check back weekly for new episodes. Until next time, keep following that inner voice.